Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, November 26th, National Cake Day. Sharing a table in the cafe with us this morning, the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan, Kim Sines. On the Black Lands Cafe Facebook page, we shared a post on the Beaudart Christmas celebration scheduled for Saturday in Commerce. Planning to go? Let us hear from you. Today's factoid. Celery has negative calories. It takes more calories to eat a piece of celery than the celery has in it. Birthdays. Born November 26, 1902, Maurice Mac McDonald, who with his brother Dick started the McDonald's hamburger chain in 1940. Born this day in 1922.
Good grief.
Peanuts creator Charles Schulz.
Oh, I left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep and worrying about the way things might happen. Big wheel keep on turning, turning, round there and keep on burning.
79 years old today, Tina Turner.
This is a very good question. Will you have ladder, rock, or a boat? Both.
This day in history, November 26, 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt signs a bill officially making the fourth Thursday of November Thanksgiving Day.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
This day in 1942, Casablanca is released in movie theaters across America. On the KETR events calendar, the Morris Recreation Center at A&M Commerce is sponsoring intramural trivia night for teams of two at 6 p.m. Tuesday evening. The competition is open to students as well as faculty and staff who have a rec center membership. For more information on events in Northeast Texas, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from Charles Schulz, whose birthday was November 26th. I have a new philosophy. I'm only going to dread one day at a time. Our guest at the cafe this morning is Kim Sines, who's the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Coming into the holidays the winter, is it going to be a busier time for you typically when as we get to this time of year?
Yes, our census does go up usually in November and goes on through about March.
Yeah. Hospital District, Hunt Regional, put out a news release here recently about vaccines. And we all hear a lot about vaccines. And in particular, apparently there is a trend, and you're well familiar with this, for whatever reason, people don't want to have their children vaccinated. Maybe they don't want themselves vaccinated either, but in particular their children. And of course, this news item, news release from Hunt Regional, was advocating for vaccinations and the safety of vaccinations. You came up with some figures on your own from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, and apparently in the last year we may be unfortunately starting to see the results of this, because you've been seeing a greater mortality rate for young children from flu in particular.
Right. In the 2017-18 flu season through the end of October, there had been 185 pediatric deaths in the U.S., and this is the highest number since 2012-13 flu season. It was at pandemic levels for about 16 weeks last year of flu-like illnesses. There was huge numbers of hospitalizations related to it's generally pneumonia is a frequent complication of flu. And so last year was just a terribly hard year for patients, and we saw tons and tons of flu patients.
Mm-hmm. And you think that one aspect, not the whole story, but one aspect of this was that fewer children had been vaccinated as they should have been for flu?
True. The big clincher here is when you look at the numbers, out of 185 pediatric deaths, 80% of those deaths had not received a flu vaccine. So that's a huge number. That's a huge risk to take with your children.
80% of the children who died from the flu had not been vaccinated.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, you know, generally we see this typically in older population of 65 or older, and or people with comorbidities like longstanding heart disorders or diabetics, lung disease. But we saw illnesses in young, healthy people, flu that developed into pneumonia, required hospitalizations. So all the numbers of last year were just incredibly high, the highest year since 2012. So, and you had a lot of speculation about how the flu vaccine did not work. That was mm-hmm. another thing. People mm-hmm. say, I'm not going to take it because it didn't work. Well, the efficacy was 40% last year, so it was lower than some years past, but I'll take 40% over zero any day. And when you take a flu vaccine, even if you do contract the flu virus, it typically will lower your length of illness. It makes your symptoms much less. I never hardly get sick. I had flu-like illness. It lasted about 2 days with a temperature up to 100. It was not your flu symptoms of people we see with temperature up to 103, lasting 5 to 7 days. Mm-hmm. So
we're talking with Kim Sines, and Kim is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce, San Quentin. So the pediatric deaths last year were up, and again, you said a very high percentage, 80% of those children had not been vaccinated. What age of children were they talking about there?
Pediatric patients, I believe they count those under the age of 12.
Okay, so up to as old as 12. I was surprised, we were talking before we got started here, I was surprised that children as young as how young are advised to have the flu vaccine?
They can start a split dose of flu vaccine at 6 months.
That is surprisingly young, but this is what is advised.
Right.
Yeah. Some people I know are opposed to vaccines on religious grounds, but I think other people, the idea that you're giving a small dose of the disease mm-hmm. is frightening to people, and especially I think if you're talking about small children. I think that people say, well, that in and of itself is a risk that I don't want to take, but basically the science has shown that you're better off taking whatever small risk is involved with that.
Right. There are risks involved, and your healthcare person can go over those with you. Generally, side effects are mild. Patients usually have good outcomes from it. So
besides the flu, what are some other diseases that children should be vaccinated for?
We have had a recent emergence of the whooping cough. So this, we've had some local outbreaks. There was some noted at one of the high schools in Plano. And last season, several schools around here had reported cases. And whooping cough to you and I, we're just going to have a bad cough. We're going to deal with the illness and get over it. But it can be very detrimental to a young child, resulting in respiratory distress, hospitalization, and long-term deficits from having that infection.
Mm-hmm. Vaccinations for children and others easily available, right? Just not many, many locations where I see even the grocery store, the supermarket, you can get vaccines.
Right. You can get your vaccines now at Brookshire's. You can local pharmacies. I see those at CVS and Walgreens. They have a pharmacist that will administer your medication. And we also need to remember our health department. For people who are not insured, they have a very low cost vaccines and will help patients get whatever they need to maintain a healthy disposition.
The state health department?
Right.
So that would be headquartered in Greenville as far as Hunt County is concerned.
Yes, right? And they have financially based immunizations, and they can work with you and try to help you get what you need.
Yeah. Right. All right. Kim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us, Kim.
Thank you.
Kim Sines is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.